So MLS Monday is back. Let's have a look through what's making the big stories in the league. Joined as always by Drew Farmer. Drew, hello, welcome.
Hi, Andy. It's good to be back. And, you know, good to be back for me. It was also good to be back for another famous MLS player over the weekend.
You lead us beautifully into the first thing I wanted to ask you about. Now, for those who are maybe a bit like me, and we like to keep an eye on MLS, but it's not something that, you know, takes over our every waking moment, you'll be aware of Landon Donovan, an American soccer hero. A couple of seasons ago, I think it was after they'd won the title in 2015, I think it would have been maybe 40. But anyway, Landon Donovan announces he was retiring, and then Major League made quite a big deal of the fact that he's now not retired.
Well, that is true, Andy. Over the weekend, he came out of retirement. Well, last week, actually, he came out of retirement on Thursday to announce that he would be joining the LA Galaxy for the rest of the season, for the remainder of the six regular season games plus the playoffs. Now, the Galaxy, as a team, have been very, very hard hit by injuries as of late. Steven Gerrard has gone down. Zaidi Zardes has gone down with a broken foot. He'll be out for the rest of the season. So the Galaxy have really got a lot of holes in the team at the moment. But you know, they've been able to bring back possibly the greatest U.S. soccer player of all time. And they've brought him back into their ranks. And, you know, he is still only 34, so he's got a few years, you could say, left in the tank.
Now, as a player, and for those coming out of retirement, I was looking at something the other day that puts a few sporting comebacks into a bit of context. Now, if you talk American football, I think, didn't Brett Favre retire and then come back quarterback for Green Bay Packers? In ice hockey, there's been Mario Lemieux with the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Michael Jordan with basketball. Where does Landon Donovan, though, rank in the grand scheme of American sports stars retiring and then coming back?
Well, with Landon Donovan, he's still, you know, got, like I say, he's got a couple of good years left, and he retired when he was on top of the game, in a way kind of like Michael Jordan did when he retired the first time around. So he's got some time left in those legs. Over the weekend, he did play the final 7 minutes of the Galaxy's 4-2 win over Orlando City. So, you know, they're going to ease him back in, and, you know, I think we'll see what happens at the end of the year. This could be just a little bit of a return to help out the Galaxy, his former team, as they get towards the end of the season. You know, they're, as I said, hard hit by injuries this season. So we'll just kind of have to see what they do going forward. But, you know, personally, his personal life, he's gotten married while he's been away. He's had a baby. So I think he's gotten kind of that part of his life in order now. And, you know, maybe he will look to return for a couple of seasons with the Galaxy or with maybe somebody else.
Right, okay, so now I've got this in mind. It could be more the Paul Scholes coming back to help Manchester United rather than somebody coming out of retirement and looking for another 10 years of career. But we'll have to wait and see, and it could be that Galaxy's where he is next season, or it could be that sat at home in his armchair is where he is.
To be honest, Andy, that was kind of one thing that I had mentioned on Twitter, was that this is kind of like the Paul Scholes deal of a few years ago. Now, the difference was Paul Scholes, I believe, joined Manchester United halfway through the season rather than at the tail end of the season. So, you know, we'll just kind of have to see how things go. But I wouldn't be surprised if he stuck around for another season or so with the Galaxy.
Right, let's turn our attention to other things in the league and Orlando City. They're a team who only joined the league a couple of years ago. And they had quite a few English connections when they came into the league. Now things have maybe changed around a bit, and they're on the playoff hunt.
They are on the playoff hunt, Andy. They did lose over the weekend, as we said, to LA 4-2. But, you know, in recent weeks, they've got a few things together under Jason Kreis, who took over as coach about halfway through the season from Adrian Heath. And before that trip to LA, they had won two straight. But Orlando is one of those teams that, if you look at the geography of the United States, they sit in the southeastern part of the United States. And one of the things that they were talking about over the weekend after the loss was the fatigue that has really set in with this team. Now, if you look at the geography of the U.S., they are one of the furthest teams away from the other competition there in the southeastern part of the U.S. They've had trips recently to Montreal, to Chicago, to Colorado, and now to L.A. So they've been really flying all over the U.S. and Canada over time zones, and I think it's really underestimated by people who don't live in the U.S. and don't watch a lot of American sports how that travel really impacts on teams.
When you talk about that, what do you make of these ideas that the NFL is talking about bringing a team to London? When you talk about Orlando and its travel, and then you think, well, how would a team basically base itself in Europe and be travelling to the US West Coast to take on the Rams and the Seahawks and so on? Do you see that then as not really a feasible thing?
I don't really see that as a feasible thing unless, per se, they had something like another base camp in the U.S., for example, where they could spend a couple of weeks during the season there and play, you know, a handful of games before coming back over to London and playing a handful of games there. So I think that's what they would kind of need. Now, I believe it's next year that the Rugby League will have a team in Canada, so that's going to be quite interesting to see how those logistics work out. And then maybe, you know, we can see more in the future how these worldwide leagues would play out.
Just to take us back to MLS and one other team that I want to mention, just because I've always got a soft spot for them, because Alexi Lalas used to play for them, New England Revs, and they don't look too high up in the East, but there's still a chance that they could race toward the playoffs or make their way toward them at least.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. If you look at the Eastern Conference right now, Orlando City, DC United, and the New England Revolution are all kind of logjam right there in the sixth place, the last place in the Eastern Conference playoffs. There are only about five games left in the MLS season for each team. And New England's just 1 point off that last playoff place. They won over the weekend 3-1 over New York City FC, who had a bit of a stumble over the weekend. Some excellent play from Juan Agudelo and Lee Yuen, who really picked it up in the absence of Ki Kamara, who was missing from the game. Now, Kamara, you and I had talked about earlier this season when he left Columbus due to a bit of a falling out with teammates there. It's not really clicked for him in New England, but over the weekend with his replacements in there, New England kind of got back to that way that they were playing a year ago when they were, doing pretty well as they made a run to the playoffs.
And let's not look at the West, Drew. As a Seattle fan, it's just too depressing seeing them sat ninth. So let's not even talk about the West.
Well, Andy, the good news is Seattle still have quite a few games in hand. They've only played 27 of 34 games right now. So they are behind Portland, who is in the last playoff place there, 4 points behind. Sorry, 6 points behind. But they do have two games in hand there. So your team might just make those playoffs, might just sneak in there at the last minute.
Liking your optimism, that is a great place to finish MLS Monday for this week. Drew Farmer, as always, brilliant to get you on. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Andy. Good to be back.